This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Students at the University of Texas at Austin have found a new way to make tampons and pads more accessible to students. KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports.
I'm in the Texas Union asking people about their periods. I swear it's not as awkward as it sounds. Even when I ask if they've ever been in a situation where they've been without a tampon or pad and needed one, their faces immediately express a mixture of laughter and dread as they conjure up similar stories of frustration.
So many times it's just like unexpected and you're not prepared, and like I can't tell you how many times I've just like wadded up toilet paper.
In high school, I was at a choir competition and I needed it. It surprised me. It came out of the blue. I just started having my period and I had to use toilet paper instead.
I just sat there and was like, well, I guess I'm using this one-ply toilet paper to just get through the rest of the day until I can go home.
That was UT sophomore Molly Miller, junior Grace Stanley, and senior Miraz Rahman. And Rahman is important to this story. She's the vice president of student government at UT. She led an effort to get the university to start a pilot program offering free period products in the women's restrooms at the student unions.
This project was actually not something that was started by student government. It was something that a lot of groups have been pushing for.
Service groups such as the Orange Jackets, the nonprofit called Period, and other organizations have been pushing to get free menstrual products on campus for a while now. But it was Rahman who finally got things moving. Over the summer, she went to the university union's director to first introduce the idea of making period products more accessible.
Hey, I know that we don't have period products available for free, but I think it would really help if just temporarily we could have them be sold at the Provisions on Demand little carts at the union's buildings.
There are two student union buildings on campus, the Texas Union and the Student Activity Center. In each of them, there are these small stands called pods. They offer things like snack food, school supplies, and other, quote, everyday essentials. Until Rahman said something, tampons and pads had not been considered everyday essentials. But once she brought it up, the union's director quickly agreed.
He was like, oh, yeah, honestly, you know, I'm not sure why I didn't even think of that. So that can be something that's arranged.
And it was. The pods started selling tampons and pads. But Rahman began to wonder if she could actually push for what she really wanted. Free tampons and pads in the restrooms.
Condoms are freely distributed to everybody. We understand, you know, it's a public health thing where it's infection prevention. But the thing that gets forgotten about the conversation with periods is that the lack of access to these resources is also something that could be a public health concern.
Mara started talking about that, and I said, yeah, I think we need to launch this pilot program. So we launched a pilot program here at the Texas Union.
That's Union's director Mulugeta Farada. Earlier this month, the old dispensers in the Texas Union bathrooms, the ones that required 25 cents for a tampon or pad, were retrofitted. Now they have bold black lettering on the top that reads free, with a little lever that immediately releases the product. The same thing is expected to happen at the Student Activity Center in the coming weeks.
This is the living room of the campus. So we average about 12,000 students coming through our building.
The pilot program will last until August. The university unions have budgeted $5,000 to last until then. They want to see how far that takes them, because Ferede says, ultimately, this is a question about money. Right now, the unions are taking on the full cost of the pilot program, but Ferede says he plans to partner with other organizations to help raise money if offering these products for free becomes permanent, which he hopes it does.
It's a service and it's a hygiene issue for a population of our students. And to me, that makes sense.
UT is part of a growing worldwide movement to offer free period products on school campuses. But it's an uphill battle. Even though the topic is being brought up more often, talking about periods is still pretty taboo. And Miraz Rahman says that leads to a big misunderstanding about what people with periods go through.
Some of the research that we found was that a good portion of women experience irregular periods. It's not something you can necessarily predict all the time. There's a lot of different reasons why people can't just prepare for this in advance.
When that happens, buying a pack isn't so easy. A box of tampons or a package of pads range from $7 to $10. And that's not including the sales tax that Texas and 34 other states still apply to those things. For many students who are already struggling financially, that's a lot of money to dish out every time your period comes around. That's why, like we heard earlier, most women just use toilet paper. In the end, Rahman says the unions are a great start, but her ultimate goal is to make sure there are no barriers whatsoever for people who experience menstruation. This includes those in the transgender community who would want access in both men's and gender-neutral bathrooms. Rahman says, for now, her plan is to just keep talking about periods, and hopefully, enough people listen.
Of course, I'll try to do my part to have those conversations and to educate people, but if I'm not met halfway, it's not something that I'm going to be able to do by myself.
Nadia Hamdan, KUT News. We'll be right back.